Joe Rogan trashes cancel campaign against Jason Aldean's Try That in a Small Town, Rap Song's Infinitely Worse. By Paul Bois on July 27, 2023. Podcaster Joe Rogan trashed the cancel campaign against country music star Jason Aldean and his new song Try That in a Small Town due to its depiction of riot culture and crime. Speaking with Canadian professor Gad Saad, Rogan said that the outrage makes no sense considering that some rap songs contain far worse language than Jason Aldean's song. I'm not saying that's the greatest song the world has ever known. But the level of outrage coming from people that are upset about that song is so strange when there are hundreds of rap songs out there that are infinitely worse, Rogan said, albeit admitting he still enjoyed rap songs. Gad Saad said that some rap songs promote misogyny and glorify violence, Rogan agreed. No complaints at all, Rogan said. And we're not even talking about old stuff, there's new stuff too. There's hip-hop, there's wild rock songs, there's a lot of wild shit. Rogan also could not get behind critics of the song calling it racist or pro-lynching. The racial aspect of it was crazy, because the real Antifa problems that were happening during the BLM. I think there was a lot of white people doing that, wasn't it? It was a lot of lost liberal whites who are very angry, who decided to take up this movement and smash things, he said. So the racial aspect of it, there's nothing racial about the lyrics. As Breitbart News reported, CMT recently pulled the music video for Jason Aldean's new single Try That in a Small Town, which aggressively attacks recent riots and rising lawlessness in the United States. The video features Aldean performing in front of a courthouse amid interspersed footage of a flag burning, protesters screaming and attacking police in various scenarios, and robbing a convenience store, according to Billboard. Later in the video, a Fox News chiron appears with the word state of emergency declared in Georgia. Aldean's video juxtaposes these violent images with more harmonious scenes like a girl playing hopscotch and a raised American flag. Critics of the song took issue with several lyrics wherein Aldean calls out criminals and rioters directly. Per Billboard. Written by Kelly Lovelace, Neil Thrasher, Tully Kennedy, and Kurt Michael Allison, the song is an often confrontational take. With lyrics challenging those who carjack an old lady at a red light or pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store or cuss out a cop to try that in a small town and see how far you make it down the road / around here, we take care of our own. In a later verse, Aldean, who was on stage when the worst gun massacre in U.S. history took place at the Route 91 Festival in Las Vegas on October 1, 2017, sings, "Got a gun that my granddad gave me / they say one day they're gonna round up / well, that SHT might fly in the city / good luck." Aldean addressed the controversy over his song after CMT removed it from circulation on Tuesday in a lengthy message on his Instagram stories. "I have been accused of releasing a pro-lynching song, a song that has been out since May, and was subject to the comparison that I, direct quote, was not too pleased with the nationwide BLM protests. These references are not only meritless, but dangerous," he said. Aldean asserted that he never brought race into the song and that he used real news footage. "No one, including me, wants to continue to see senseless headlines or families ripped apart. Try That in a Small Town, for me, refers to the feeling of a community that I had growing up, where we took care of our neighbors, regardless of differences of background or belief," he said. Country singer and gun control singer Sheryl Crow, however, called his song lame while accusing him of promoting violence. "I'm from a small town. Even people in small towns are sick of violence. There's nothing small town or American about promoting violence. You should know that better than anyone having survived a mass shooting. This is not American or small town-like. It's just lame," she said. Several GOP politicians have come to Aldean's defense, including South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, and former President Donald Trump. "Jason Aldean is a fantastic guy who just came out with a great new song. Support Jason all the way. MAGA," Trump said on Truth Social. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter @ProLandFilms or Instagram @ProLandFilms.